USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is slamming the new abortion law in Texas. Speaking at the White House, Biden explains the law appears to create a, quote, vigilante system, close quote, offering rewards for reporting possible abortions, and said it seems almost un-American. As far as what the administration can do, Biden says,
I was told that there are possibilities within the existing law to have the Justice Department look and see whether are there things that can be done that can limit the independent action of individuals in enforcing a federal system, a state law.
The U.S. Labor Secretary is admitting the work to recover jobs lost during the pandemic isn't done. This comes after the economy added only 235,000 jobs in August, which fell way short of expectations. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Ski resorts around Lake Tahoe are using their snowblowers against the Caldor fire burning in Northern California. This as evacuations continue.
California's Caldor fire is nearing the Nevada border and Lake Tahoe and has now burned more than 210,000 acres. The fire, which started on August 14th, has destroyed about 800 structures. About 22,000 residents were ordered to evacuate South Lake Tahoe on Monday, and authorities are issuing more evacuations ahead of the fire. According to CAL FIRE, the blaze is about 25% contained. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Apple says it plans to delay and make improvements to new iPhone software that aims to identify and report collections of sexually exploitive images of children, a move that comes amid backlash from critics concerned about the erosion of privacy with their devices. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Homeless veterans are feeling abandoned as they watch the U.S. government care for other countries' citizens.
As American veterans see the U.S. government opening up the southern border to millions of people from other countries, and now the tens of thousands of Afghan refugees, they're wondering why the U.S. government can't help the unknown number of vets living on the streets of America. Eli Crane, former Navy SEAL and Republican congressional candidate in Arizona, tells Fox News his views on the abandonment.
And it really makes, I think, many of us hope and wonder that why we can't get our priorities straight in this country, why we can't take care of Americans first, especially those of us that have actually fought and were willing to die for this country. It's actually pretty tough to come back to a country that struggles with patriotism. And when you see so much, you know, anti-patriotic rhetoric coming out of the media and Hollywood and everywhere else, and these men and women were willing to fight and die for it, that's really hard to deal with.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Another Florida apartment building is said to be unsafe. It's just about 1 mile from the Surfside condo building that collapsed over 2 months ago, killing nearly 100 people. Residents of a Bay Harbor Islands apartment building north of Miami were told to evacuate on Thursday. The building is 73 years old, and engineers say it has significant structural defects. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.